The Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis, broadcasting live for the 10th Annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago. Brought to you by Meijer, now offering home delivery across Chicagoland. Well, the wait is over, my friends.
Look at the phones out, Ro. Everyone's holding their phones up.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage our captain, Jonathan Toews, and our newest Blackhawk, Brandon Saad.
Hi, Jonathan.
Come on in, guys.
All right. Now, without any further ado, and there's a man who needs no introduction to Chicago Blackhawks, and neither of these guys do. I'm actually going to break protocol here. I'm going to break away from the captain, and I'm going to go straight to Brandon and just ask, how did it feel when you got the call that you were coming back to Chicago?
I was really excited. You know, I was shocked at first, but it starts to sink in after a while, and then coming here and seeing the fans and get to put the jersey on here in a little bit. So I'm really excited to be back, and couldn't be more thrilled, really.
And, John, what does it mean to you to have him back?
Well, our initial reactions, I think just of, you know, seeing our teammates, Artemi Panera and even Hammer the same day get traded was shock.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to act too happy because obviously you feel bad that two of your buddies are going. But the good news is we got this guy back in town, and we're pretty happy about having Sauter back in the fold. So we're looking forward to having him back in our locker room.
You know, a lot was speculated in the press, so we'll just clear this up right now about what this means to you personally to have him back. I mean, assuming that that he joins you on the line, that you felt very comfortable with him. Obviously, you had great success with him when he was here before he went to Columbus. And everybody understood when he went to Columbus, it was almost, you know, that was in 2015. Everybody knew that was going to happen, or he was going to leave because of the way the salary cap was structured and all of that. And now to have him back, does this mean something to you as a professional? From a player standpoint, what does it mean to you?
Absolutely. I think, you know, you have chemistry with a guy of his caliber and his talent. You want those opportunities to play with good players. I think he's the type of guy that makes, you know, usually you talk about that with centermen as far as two-way players or guys that make his teammates or his line mates better. But Sauter does that as a winger. I think a lot of people compare him, a lot of things he does on the ice, to a guy like Hose. He competes everywhere at both sides of the puck, and as a centerman, he makes your job easier everywhere. So obviously, if you have the puck more often than not, you're going to get scoring opportunities and you're going to score more goals. So I'm looking forward to that chance, and we all know Q likes to change up the lines once in a while, so we know it probably won't always be permanent, but if we do get the chance, we'll be looking forward to it.
Were you lobbying, Jonathan, for management to bring him back?
No. I mean, it's, again, that stuff doesn't come down to, you know, any of the players' decisions or, you know, as I said at the draft, I was asked that question, and I think at the end of the day, you focus on your job as a player, and you trust that management and our coaching staff are making the decisions in the best interest of the team. But I think we can all agree that Sauter is going to bring a ton to our team that we've been missing the last few years.
You know, everybody keeps saying you're getting the band back together, getting everybody, you know, reacclimated. Does it feel like that? Does it feel like 2015 all over again or 2014?
Well, I think it feels great to be back amongst the fans here in Chicago. You know, it's been a long summer, I think, for all of us. But, you know, I think you learn a lot about the couple first-round exits that we've been through the last few years. And, you know, it's nice to get that experience back. Guys that know how to win, guys like Sauter and Sharpie, and we got some youth coming in as well. So we're looking forward to seeing how those new pieces will fit too. So it's a fresh start, and we're going to look at it that way, and I think we're excited to get started.
Yeah, you don't like those long summers. You're one of the most competitive athletes Chicago's ever known. That had to have been driving you crazy to be eliminated so early. Looking forward, how do you put that behind you, and how much do you use that as a motivating factor coming into the next season?
There's no doubt you take advantage of the rest and just, you know, look at the years where we were playing till June. I mean, at least almost 3 years in a row there where I think it's a grind. It takes takes a toll on your body. And I think in your mid-20s and late-20s, you want to use the summer to try and get stronger and faster and then come back into the season not only physically ready to go but also mentally just hungry, just like so many other teams in the league. And sometimes it's just hard to do that, especially teams come in and they're ready for you every single night. So we'll learn from what happened this year. Obviously, I think we had a great team. Things were going well, and it just seemed to everything that could go wrong went wrong at the right time, or I should say the wrong time for us. But we'll learn what we have to do differently next time to be peaking at the right moment. And you think that you've won it a couple times, that you know it all, you know what it takes, but obviously it gets tougher and tougher every year.
For you, Brandon, this is no knock on Columbus by any means, but was there maybe a little piece of you that was hoping you'd have a chance to come back and skate alongside a guy like Taves and come back to this Hawks organization? A little piece of you?
Yeah, I mean, I think eventually, where anytime you had success and to play in a city like this with one of the elite centers in the NHL, it's incredible. So to get that opportunity as quickly as I did, to get to come back and make some more memories and hopefully win some more championships, that's what it's all about as a player. You know, we're all competitive guys, and to be put back on a team that's been there, done it, and still has that hunger. You know, talking to a lot of these past guys I played with, they're all hungry to get back at it. So that's the key, you know. So it's definitely good back. It's good to be back in this situation.
Jonathan, we've talked about some of the returning veterans, but let's talk about some of the newer, younger talent on this team. And much has been, many have said, remarked on your ability to nurture the younger players and really mentor them to excel on this team. What are you seeing right now? What can the Hawks fans expect with these newer players?
Well, much of the same. I think we saw a lot of out of guys like Hartsey and you know, Vinny and Estroza. I mean, guys that were stepping up and getting more playing time. I think when your lineup turns over as much as it has these last few off seasons, that, you know, it's easy to be pessimistic about it, but you know that there's always a lot of young talent just waiting for that chance and eager to prove what they can do. And like Sada was saying, coming in with that hunger and that drive to really prove themselves at this level, and that only makes your team better. So we know we have that leadership group of guys that have been around for a while and have some winning experience, and I think it's a pretty good mix. So I like the way our team's looking.
Can we just hold on 1 second here? Because Judy Pylak is back in the WGN newsroom with some breaking weather news. Judy.
Yeah, Ro, as we've been telling you, we've got some severe weather moving through the area. And right now we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Cook, DuPage, and Kane County. That'll be in effect until 5:15 this evening. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning, Cook, DuPage, and Kane Counties.
All right, thank you very much.
See that? They brought the lightning and the thunder with them, the guys, Jerry. You see what happened there?
I see what you did there. That was really good, Rich.
Thank you.
Brandon, let's just talk a little bit about this. I hate to put any pressure on you, but Rocky Wirtz was just here a few minutes ago, and we were talking about your return and you and Patrick's return to the team. And he said it's good to have, you know, some of these wily veterans back. And then he had to stop himself and go, but Brandon Saad's 23, so we're just going to give him that, you know, just
the
a little
man
bit
of
credit.
He's but not you, 23.
But do you feel
like 32 at least?
You got ID?
Yeah, let's check the ID.
Wiley veteran, 23.
Right, do not serve him a beer. Although I do kind of remember when you and Patrick Kane came to Chicago, we couldn't serve you a beer either. So
that's,
let's, you know.
Very true.
So easy there, pal. That's all I'm going
to
say.
A few people who were willing to. So
yeah. Oh, no. I always saw you having a glass of water at Gibson's with that steak.
at this point, you do have a lot of young kids on the team, you know, even though they may be within a year or two of you. But, you know, guys haven't played in the NHL that long. Mm-hmm. You know, what kind of words of wisdom are you going to have for them, Brandon?
Well, for me, like you said, I'm still fairly young, but I've had a lot of experiences, and I've got a great chance to develop with guys like Johnny and other leaders in the locker room. So I know the young guys basically will come up, and they look up to those guys. But for me, it's more just fitting in with the group, being myself, bringing my personality, and leading by example. You know, for me, that's the biggest thing is being yourself, and you want to lead on and off the ice, and I know Johnny's a great leader with words as well as leading on and off the ice. So watching him and other guys in the room that do that, that's tremendous for young kids. So that jump started my career. It helped me grow as a person, as a player. Being away for a few years only make you realize it's not like that everywhere. It's definitely great to be back, so I know the young guys are going to fit in well here.
Well, I just want to say that I spent some time in Columbus, Ohio myself. It's a lovely town. It's a lovely town. It's very cool.
It's a very cool town.
But it is not Chicago.
There are fan conventions at a Dunkin' Donuts on the corner there, all right?
Not like Hawks fans because they don't exist anywhere else.
No, I mean, if you were playing for Ohio State in football, it would have been a little different situation for you. But John, I want to ask you this before we let you guys go and get upstairs to get ready. Put your jersey back on, Brandon. I can't wait to see that. Imagine the crowd response that he's going to get, that he and Patrick Kane are going to, or Patrick Sharp are going to get when they walk up there tonight. All right. So you, as captain of this team, I mean, you took over the captainhood of this team as a very young man, right? And you've done an amazing job. 3 Stanley Cup championships. You've had some challenges along the way too to try to put the team together. This year, as you sit down, whether it's in training camp or right before the beginning of the preseason or the regular season, you sit down and you lead, what do you want to say to these guys about the importance of staying in this campaign for 2017-18?
Well, it's all about opportunities. I'll never forget. It's funny I bring up Mark Bergevin, who's now the GM of the Montreal Canadiens, but I remember the first time we went to the conference final. Ended up kind of getting spanked by the Detroit Red Wings, who were, again, like an older, more veteran, more experienced team that were just ready to be there. But he said, just don't take it for granted. Don't just think you're gonna be here next year, because, you know, the years fly by and it might be the last chance you get to get that far. So that'd be it. You know, it's just enjoy it, enjoy the ride, but take advantage of every chance you get. And I think that's, you know, I think we all go into the season with that mentality, knowing that obviously we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, but we enjoy that pressure as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think I share the sentiment of this crowd when I say, great luck this season. Bring home another Stanley Cup.
Yes. Would you? Well, how great to see these two guys together up here. It's amazing.
John Tays and Brandon Saad.